This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, a campaign to raise awareness about neonatal abstinence syndrome and what drugs, including prescription painkillers, can do to pregnant women and unborn babies. But first, when Elson Floyd was named Western Michigan University's sixth president in 1998, his youth stood out. At 42, he was the youngest president of any state university in Michigan at that time. Floyd went on to become president of the University of Missouri system and then Washington State University. Over the weekend, he passed away, too young, at 59, from complications related to colon cancer. Current Western Michigan University President John Dunn joins us. Thank you for making some time for us.
Gordon, thank you. I'm sad that the topic isn't one that is more joyful, but certainly a very, very tough loss and much too early. Elson and his many accomplishments here and elsewhere certainly stand out, but tough day yesterday receiving the news about Dr. Floyd.
You have served on the American Council of Education board with Dr. Floyd now for the past year. Did your paths cross often?
Yes, there and also the Association of Public and Land-Grant Universities, I would have the opportunity to see Elson and to exchange views. And we always try to sit close to one another, if not shoulder to shoulder. Sadly, tomorrow, early in the morning, I'm leaving to go to the American Council on Education board meeting, board of directors meeting. And boy, it's going to be kind of tough because it certainly clearly communicates that that was a place I always saw Elson. And we had a chance to catch up and talk about Kalamazoo and what was happening in Pullman, Washington at Washington State University. And I think part of our connection was the fact that I had been at Oregon State University early in my career for 20 years. And so I knew Pullman very, very well. I actually had traveled there many times, did some work there, did some program reviews at Washington State University at an earlier time. And so I knew Pullman well, and I knew where he was. I knew what he was doing. And there was other levels of bonding, I think, that occurred there.
One of his last accomplishments at Washington State was getting state approval to launch a new medical school, which comes roughly as Western Michigan University is in the middle of and completing its first year with a new medical school. Did you two get a chance to compare notes on being at the forefront of having a medical school get started at your university?
Well, I know this. Elson was quick to acknowledge our progress and thought it was really a good move. I think it had some influence on him as he thought about what we were collecting data in terms of physician shortage, not only in Michigan, but nationally. And I think spurred him a little bit in terms of thinking about Spokane, which is the largest city close to Pullman, that might be a very good site for a school of medicine. Now, they have some ways to go there, but, you know, they certainly have the authority and the support from the state of Washington. So they're on their path, and I'm sure that future leaders will pick that up and sustain that effort.
What do you see as his major contributions and maybe his legacy here at Western Michigan University?
Well, first of all, I think Dr. Floyd was very well respected. Yes, despite his youth, certainly carried a presence about him that was well beyond his years. And I think people gravitated toward him, faculty, staff, students, et cetera. It's hard for me, you know, as I look at coming here, I was very impressed with the work of the Business Technology Research Park and certainly the College of Engineering and that marvelous facility there. And I recall that was one of the last things that I saw in my first visit here, and I thought, wow, you know, I might have opened with that because it's so impressive. And there was a lot of work that went into that, a lot of timing, probably creating a little bit of frustration as you look back on the history of that between Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, but nevertheless significant and certainly long-standing and a great legacy. You know, people talk about legacies all the time, and you know, I think as president, you don't tend to think about legacies. You think about getting the job done, finding what needs to be done, where are there opportunities, the door opens. and you go for it. And but certainly, as we look back and think about that, to me, that's very substantive. There are other things, certainly Western Michigan University being acknowledged, and appropriately so, in its research classification category. Those things were also evident during the time that Dr. Floyd was here. The Health and Human Services Building, finding some appropriations for that, getting Governor Engler's support. Lots of things. The Oakland property, where the hospital is, and solidifying that in terms of the longstanding and what that will bring to the university, well beyond not only Dr. Floyd, but well beyond my current presidency. That's still to be realized sometime out there in the future. I do know that Dr. Floyd, and I don't mean this in any way that's certainly negative about the move to the University of Missouri, because Missouri and the University of Missouri at Columbia is an outstanding institution with campuses in St. Louis and elsewhere in Kansas City. But the point is that he left here as president of a university campus to become a system president. And I think that he quickly realized that the action and the excitement of being a president is being part of the university community. And in a system office, you're not necessarily that. And so I think the opportunity for him in Pullman at Washington State was really well-received and a warm welcome for Dr. Floyd and also Mrs. Floyd to be back on the university community. He liked his time here at Western Michigan. And, you know, I think he sort of viewed that as, well, you know, maybe I made that move a little bit too early in the sense of the move to Missouri. But certainly ended up at a great institution. Washington State is a fine place, and know it well.
Do we have any plans yet for any sort of events at campus, remembrances, services, anything like that?
It's a little early. We're talking about that, and I need to confer and consult with others. Certainly some things like books and memories and remembrances, an opportunity for people to weigh in, to share that with the family, and to make sure that Dr. Floyd's family is cognizant of the fact that he's well-remembered here, well-respected. And there may be some other things as well as we kind of work through this. Much of this caught us quite by surprise. We knew that Dr. Floyd had taken medical leave due to complications with colon cancer. I don't think any of us, certainly I was not aware of the level and the intensity of that and the shortness of confronting and dealing with the disease entity. Certainly the memorial, assuming there is one at Washington State, and I anticipate there will be, we'll have a delegation there and other ways that we can reach out to make sure that his legacy, his life, and his work here is well-respected and will always be remembered.
Western Michigan University President John Dunn, as always, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Links with more news and reaction to the passing of former Western Michigan University President Elson Floyd can be found at WMUK.org.